WLS.
GU, KN4, VWA.
Steve, W4NGU.
Joe, are you on your way in?
It's closed today.
Stay off.
Yeah. Did you lower your tower?
No, I did not. The wind profile is not going to change right along the ground. As a matter of fact, the ground wind is probably a little bit worse on my knoll than if I had left it up. So I left it up. But either way, I think I'm already into it for a rotator.
How come?
That wide dipole around something fierce. I just took Sue into work, and I'm sitting here at the intersection at the bottom of the hill from the hospital, and they're building a new Taco Bell across the street on the corner. And they're over there doing sheetrock work inside. Nothing stops those guys.
Work with their hands. They got to get out and get it. Well, I have no question about your tower surviving, none at all, but I do worry about that rotatable dipole.
The antenna's going to be okay, but like I said, I think I bought myself a rotator. Anyhow, I'm not so solid about whether that tower's going to survive. Let me tell you something. I think it's a nanometer. My little weather station I put in, I've already clocked 58 this morning.
We're coming back from boating, and I'll tell you, I've had some wind gusts in the last 30 minutes that moved this truck around with it parked.
Size. And let me tell you something else, too. I've already checked in on the Aries with WR8RW. There's a tree down on Asheville Highway, 176, as you come down the hill towards the elementary school. It's blocking both sides of the road.
What frequency is Aries on these days?
Now, let me go over there and find out real quick. I'll be right back.
Was it on HF?
No. They're on 2 meter. Let me go find the frequency real quick. It won't take but a second. 547.
Everything in this thing, I'll just hit scan maybe in a little bit later. But, so you think the brake let loose in your rotator?
I think I snapped some gears off.
It's a quality rotator, so that means it was under great stress.
Yeah, but it's a Yaesu 450. It's, you know, medium duty. You know, it's not a real heavy duty job.
Stick you when you gotta buy the motor like that, you almost need to buy a new box and have an extra one. Just buy the set.
W2T.
Misty, how you doing this morning?
Well, I just got up and looking outside, it's windy here, and so far it looks like my antennas are all up. Y'all working, you have a problem with the antenna, Steve?
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to replace gears or replace my rotator. So far, my antenna and my tower are doing okay. And I've clocked wind gust to 58.
Ouch. How about you, Phil? Are you out and about, Steve, or are you at home?
I did not feel comfortable letting my wife drive into work in this wind. She drives a Cadillac SRX, and I'm in my Dodge 2500 diesel, which is about double the weight. And even in my Dodge, I'm getting blown around a little bit.
Does not surprise me at all. Does not surprise me at all. You seen much damage around from the wind?
Reported into Aries this morning that, oh, that was a good gust. That was a healthy one. highway running north. You know where the elementary school is at the bottom of the hill down from Thin Q Line?
Yeah, I'll continue. I'm on a sign out. Good to hear both of you. W24, never give up. W2G. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, I'll have my HT check-in with me a little bit later, bud. Probably about 10 or 11 o'clock if you get a chance. But anyhow, Ashford Highway 176 is blocked down there as you start down the hill from the Inman side.
I know where you're talking about. I know exactly where you're talking about. And what, the trees down across the road?
Yep. And I guess Inman's trying to figure out whether it's the fire department, the rescue squad, or the county, or the state that's supposed to come and get that tree out of the way, because all that's sitting there is two pickup trucks, one on each side, with their yellow flashers going on, and nobody's doing nothing.
26, that's state highway, so they're probably waiting on, they probably reported it and waiting on the state crew to get there. And that's just like over here on my road. If a tree goes down over here, the fire department will try to do something about it. But basically, if there's anything nasty really needs to be worked, got to wait on the state over here because I'm on a state road, not a county road.
Okay. Well, this is inside the Inman city limits. I think they're pretty much responsible for inside the city limits.
I don't know. Like I said, that's a state road, and they got all kinds of weird rules about that. All right, well, you be safe out there on the road and make it back home. I guess you're headed back home, so be safe getting back home, and maybe I'll talk to you later. I'm going to keep the radio on turned up where I can hear it. W2T.
W2T. Paying 4VWA. I'm headed back over to Aries to listen in a little bit. And in case you hadn't heard, there's 20,000 over in Easley without power, and they're saying 2 days before they'll get the power back up.
Okay. Well, I got a friend that lives down there. I'll have to call her later and see how she's doing. And all, she's an elderly lady that lives over that way. All right. Talk to you later. W2T.
And 4VWA, clear.